coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Today is Tuesday, August 13th. 2024, less than 90 days away from a historic election. And I know some people don't believe that the election process is functional. I can't disagree with you, but we find ourselves in a position right now to at least make a mark. You know, I know the show of elections. I know that all of this is smoke and mirrors, a big part of it. But if we can get through this process with as much honesty that can be had by playing in this casino at a rigged table, a rigged casino, rigged table, I get it. But I believe as a Christian, a white Christian conservative, not that my skin color matters, but the ideology of Christian conservatives, being a Christian conservative, before we can actually take a stand in a manner which is really, would be really unpalatable, we have to, I believe, exhaust all exhaust all possibilities before we get to that point, which I believe we're headed to that point. Before I get into the show, by the way, today I've got a great episode lined up for you. Have a lot of things happening, not just in the U.S., but in Europe, and especially in the U.K. And Jim Ferguson is going to give us an update, along with Randy Taylor, an update as to what is happening in the U.K. This is extremely important because they're talking about extraditing American citizens for hate speech, hate crimes, to the U.K. for prosecution. No, that ain't happening. I seem to remember a civil or a revolution based on much less than that. And more to follow on that. So please stay with me. Folks, let me tell you something. We have heart disease. We have blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. It seems like it's an epidemic almost. But you know what? If you look at the back of an ibuprofen bottle, those are some of the possibilities or side effects listed on the back of that bottle. Go ahead and pick it up. Look for yourself. To top it all off, for example, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief, and it's only masking the true problems. This is why I want you to go, folks, and please do this. You're going to thank me later. Go to getnativepath.com/Hagman. It's in the link is in the program description box below. You know, the ibuprofen and such, drugs like that, they only mask, it's only temporary pain relief, and it's only masking the true problem, which is really, at the heart of it, inflammation. That's not a solution to your pain. So right now, you can go to getnativepath.com to learn more and see your special offer for being a Hagman Report viewer, listener. I'm telling you, you need to get this. It's not the ibuprofen, for example, it's not only ineffective, but long-term, it's expensive, downright dangerous, especially for the older people, you know, like me. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic super nutrient to your diet. Look on your screen. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm talking about omega-3 fatty acids, but it's not just any form of omegas. And this is where you've got to pay attention. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild caught krill. I didn't even know what that was until I really looked into it. And there's a big difference in products. And I'll tell you what, getnativepath.com/Hagman. This is the Cadillac, as they used to say, of all brands. Now, The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. And it works. In fact, it can and does, in my view, outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and even Tylenol. It doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned that I mentioned earlier as well. Now, better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Folks, just go to getnativepath.com/Hagman right now to get your special offer for being a part of our audience. There's the bottle. That's what it looks like. I've got that. And it works. I've been taking it. It works. Folks, click on the link below right now in this video. Get yours today. They've got some great offers for you as well. All right. So I do want to say this. This platform, we are first an investigative entity. Second, we are a platform that speaks directly to you. I want to show you something, and I want you to ponder this. If you can put the picture that we've had on file that was taken by an investigative team. Folks, America has a big problem. A huge problem. I want you to take a look at your screen and just ponder that. This is not what I'm talking about. And for the radio listeners, what's on the screen is the Butler County, Pennsylvania rally site, where on July 13th of this year, shots rang out. A heroic firefighter family man was murdered. Two others seriously injured. And President Trump was grazed by a bullet in his ear, on his ear. But that's not, I mean, as bad as that is, we have a bigger problem. The more that we look into this, the deeper this goes. Do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. If you see things on the internet, disregard most of what you see, most of what you read. I'm very concerned about people putting things up that are absolutely untrue. I appreciate, however, the well-meaning citizen investigators, if you will. I appreciate their efforts. I'm not going to go any deeper because really at this point I cannot. But I will tell you this. There is a concerted effort out there. Perhaps, well, there are well-meaning people who do analyses, I suppose, of certain things. I'm here to tell you right now, at least half, maybe 60, maybe even 75% are absolutely wrong. They're 100%, well, absolutely 100% wrong. How do I know this? Because we've done the same thing. And not being wrong, we've done the same analysis. I'm not going to get into the nature of our investigation, but I'm telling you right now, what bothers me the most is looking at information that's being put out there. And again, some of it, look, folks, some of it by people you follow, I follow. That's absolutely incorrect, provably incorrect. When I can prove it's incorrect. Now, you might say, well, we'll post it, show it. Nah, can't do that right now. I'm just offering you a friendly warning. Please, 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 before you repost something or hey, this looks really well researched. And it does. Very convincing. You might want to rethink that. But that aside, that picture right there epitomizes, in my view, that this nation has a problem. We are at a point in time when our government, when elements within our government have declared war on us, when they are trying to kill us. Yeah, you can take that down now. It's almost like, I don't know how many people saw this. I'm not going to play it, but Fauci announced on a media platform, hey, now I've got COVID. Or 2 weeks ago, he was diagnosed with COVID. But he was masked up the whole time, boosted, shots plus six boosters, okay? Masked up. Let me get this straight. Masked up. Kern on all the boosters. They want to take it to 10, by the way. And he comes out and says, yeah, I was diagnosed with COVID 2 weeks ago. Now, so he said that to say this. So everyone should get their boosters and wear masks. Why isn't this guy in jail? And why are people listening to this man? Eric the Tech, did you happen to see that? And by the way, why aren't you wearing a mask? And let me see your COVID card that you're updated on boosters. Eric the Tech, are you doing okay?
Doing good.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, it's well, tomorrow is his wife's, my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Jackie. I'll say it again tomorrow. But great husband, Eric the Tech. I want to thank him for all he does. And also thank the Shatter Ops investigative team for what they do, as well as Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer as well. Very talented in many, many areas. Okay, so having said all of that, America has a big problem. And again, you've got a country, elements within our government, declaring absolute war against its people. If you bumped your head and were taken to a hospital, you know, they ask orientating questions like, you know, how oriented are you? Such as time, date, who the president of the United States is. Well, on that question, you could say, I don't know, and be right, be correct. Who's running things? Just asking. But this is not happening in a vacuum. While America has a big problem, the world, the global population, has, I suppose, varying degrees of the same problem. Some countries worse than others. And I want to get right into this. Take away all of the white noise of the political sphere. Take away all of the noise of this shiny new object. Let's look at that. But let's get to the heart of the matter. What's going on in Great Britain? What's going on in the UK? What's going on in other countries? What's going on with the EU? And I would say this only about the conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump last night. If you were tuned in, there was 40 minutes of some of the most crappy music you ever want to hear. Because why? Because there was this massive denial of service attack. Who's behind that? Ask yourself. It could be blamed on another country. But what if it was coming from, I don't know, coming from within? Think about that as well. What if it was coming from the European Union, among other factors? Think about that. Jim Ferguson, if you haven't done this already, and while you can, while you still can, follow him on X, Twitter, at Jim Ferguson UK. He is the founder of Freedom Train International. If you go to freedomtraininternational.org, bookmark that website. Listen, watch Jim Ferguson. He is the man who knows exactly what's going on in the UK. He can tell you the actors. He can tell you everything you want to know and be very truthful about it. Before I bring him on, let me do this. Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, listen to what he said. I think this was last week. Listen to what he said in this 42-second clip. And then after that, we're going to bring Randy Taylor and Jim Ferguson on, and we're going to have a discussion. They're going to tell you, Jim Ferguson is going to tell you exactly what's taking place in the UK and why and who. So let's roll Keir Starmer.
I think it's really important that we maintain high alert. I've obviously been here at the control room of the Met looking at what's essentially the nerve centre. But my message to the police and all of those that are charged with responding to disorder is maintain that high alert. I'm absolutely convinced that having the police officers in place these last few days in the right places, the swift justice that's being dispensed in our courts have had a real impact. But we have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe.
I hope you listen carefully to what he said and understand what he said. Now, so I don't interrupt the guest and Randy Taylor, I want to play one last video clip. This is Mark Rowley. I think that's how you pronounce this dweeb's name. I'm not sure. This is the police commissioner in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain. Listen carefully to what this man is saying. And also, when you listen to this, consider we have a man, Jim Ferguson, who has the brass ones to come on this platform, put himself in the crosshairs of his own government. Fearlessly, under threat of arrest and imprisonment. Again, please, folks, understand the risk, but even more, understand and appreciate the guts of Jim Ferguson. And for that matter, Randy Taylor. I hope you do. And for that matter, this platform. We won't be getting any Christmas cards from the King of England anytime soon. But watch this.
We will throw the full force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we will come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the yobs who are causing the problems for community.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. We fought 250 years ago. We fought those assholes for less than that. So, to Mark Rowley, Keir Starmer, I present to you this. All right, I'm not going to take any more time, and I will not interrupt this distinguished guest, Jim Ferguson, as well as Randy Taylor. Randy, Jim, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your patience during that. I didn't mean to interrupt your time.
I don't even know what to call that. It was pathetic.
What I said, or
no, what he did, the police commissioner.
Oh, okay,
come on,
thanks.
Brother. Go ahead. I'm, you know what? I'm knock on the door, baby.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Randy, and I've got to give you a lot of credit for this. Randy Taylor, you and Jim have really done a lot of great work. Jim Ferguson has done a lot of great work of exposing what's really going on. And Randy, you're communicating with him. And I really appreciate Jim. I appreciate your gift of time and your sacrifice and putting yourself really in the crosshairs, because that's exactly what you're doing. And we are behind you 100%. We will do everything to make sure you are safe. And if anything happens, then, there might be some overseas.
I got a spare bedroom, man.
Right on the money. So Randy introduced Jim or bring Jim on and go ahead. Let's talk about what's really taking place in Great Britain as well as throughout the European Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Ferguson. We've had him on the show before. As we've said many, many times, we get very focused on this war being just in the United States, because we're from the United States. We have to keep Canada in mind. We have to keep the UK in mind. We have to keep the entire world in mind. And what's happening in Britain right now is absolutely crazy. You're not seeing it out of your mainstream media. Jim's here today to tell you. In fact, I was surprised Jim was able to be here today to do this. He's doing this at great risk to himself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to set everything down and listen to what the man says. Things have flown off the handle. We have, my wife's best friend lives in the UK, just outside of London. So things are tense. Jimbo, good to see you, my friend.
Well, it's fantastic to be here with you, Randy, and of course, Doug as well. I have to say, it's a great honor for me to always come on with you guys. You always call it, and the Hagman Report is one of the most cutting-edge news platforms, I think, that's out there. So it's a great privilege for me to be here with you. But yeah, there's some crazy, crazy stuff going on in the UK right now, and it's not going to stay in the UK. It's coming to the United States. It's coming to Canada. It's coming to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and practically every other country that has been infiltrated by globalists in our parliaments and our respective governments. We're seeing journalists being arrested just for reporting the news. And it's not that they're saying anything inflammatory, they're just reporting on what they're seeing, and they're reporting it mainly on Twitter, or X as it's now known as, because the other platforms are so heavily censored. But I appreciate what you say. You know, at the end of the day, we have to stand up and we have to fight for what's right. Because the globalists want to instill fear into the independent media. They want to control the narrative. And of course, at the last Davos meeting, their firm priority wasn't on curing world hunger or stopping world war or finding cures for cancer or anything noble. No, it was on disinformation and misinformation. In other words, if you're saying anything that doesn't fit with their narrative, then you are a major threat. And what we've witnessed here in the United Kingdom over the course of the last few weeks has been quite incredible in terms of the crackdown on free speech. And, you know, we have the Magna Carta. We have enshrined in our laws the ability to air your opinion, to speak freely. And the globalists and those in power in the UK are trying to take that away from the people. And, you know, They are really upsetting millions of Brits by telling them that they're far right or they're racists or they're obnoxious. But in actual fact, they're just ordinary people like us, deeply concerned at the massive levels of illegal immigration. We don't have an issue with normal migration that's approved and managed and properly controlled. But the vast majority of people in this country are becoming increasingly alarmed because it's out of control. And these young men that are coming in, and they're not women, they're not children, they're not fleeing as asylum seekers from war-torn countries, because nobody would have an issue with that. But they're all young men, aged between 19 and 30 predominantly, and they're being housed now in military bases and indeed in hotels the length and breadth of the country. And it's happening in Ireland as well and in many other nations. And what we're seeing is this massive influx coming in. And there is some very real concerns that in actual fact, they may be here in our respective countries for another purpose. It's been spoken about increasingly that because they're predominantly young fighting age men, that they might be given special powers and enlisted by the globalist government to exert control over the indigenous populations. And indeed, Colonel McGregor made a very similar comment to this when he was being interviewed on GB News just within the last couple of days. And I've got that up on my channel as well. Before that, I had other guests on who said that they've got military contacts and that this whole influx of illegal migrants is being done by design. It is being done on purpose. The United States southern border is wide open. The United States is at serious risk. And we're talking, you know, between 30 and 40 million illegal migrants coming in there. You guys have got a huge problem. We've got a huge problem. And what I'm trying to do in Freedom Train International as its founder is to wake people up and say, look, you are not isolated in America. You're not isolated in Canada. You're not alone in France, Germany, Holland, Australia, or New Zealand. We are all facing exactly the same problems because your governments have been infiltrated by globalists as well. And we're bringing people together. We're uniting patriots all around the world with multiple thousands of members now. And we are now the most quickly growing freedom movement in the world. And we only really launched just a few short months ago. And I pay credit to people like yourselves who've supported us, who've supported the freedom movement. And indeed, it looks like I'll be heading back to the United States fairly soon, and indeed Canada. And I'm definitely going to come and pay my respects to you guys if I actually get there, because we are all facing the same problem. And we've got to get together and we've got to fight this collectively as one.
I absolutely agree with that. We've been saying that all along. A lot of the platforms, they get so focused on just the U.S. and we have to keep that door open. We got to keep our views open. We got to, because what you're fighting over there, like you just said, people have to understand it's already here. It just hasn't activated. The people are in place. I honestly think the only reason that they haven't opened up and started attacking is because they don't have the arms and they haven't been, nobody's decided exactly where they want these guys. Well, these guys, we know there's millions of them. And anybody, please, ladies and gentlemen, shut off the mainstream media, get on the web and start looking. And you want to go and look at what's going on in the UK. We're talking about beautiful, peaceful places with people, Muslims running down the street with machetes, just going after people, little kids being stabbed to death on the street. Jim, you got to tell us about what happened at that Shania Twain.
I mean, three little girls were brutally murdered at a dance studio. And it was actually a Taylor Swift dance studio. And I don't care what religion somebody is. You do that to little children, then you are just pure evil.
Thank you.
That there are, and I have had Muslim guests onto the channel who are horrified at what's being done in the name of Islam. But, you know, there is a radical side to Islam. We all know it. And these moderates are really worried about what's going to come because they don't like being lumped together with that type of behavior. And certainly the young migrant men that are coming in are the ones who are spreading the lawlessness, the crime, the rapes, the assaults on women and children. It's not really the indigenous Muslims who've integrated into the UK that are causing the issues. And they are increasingly speaking out. But there is a very serious threat by the radicals within Islam to push their ideology into communities. And there are now areas where they are predominantly Muslim that are seeing Sharia patrols being brought into the streets. But what's really caused this huge upset within the British population isn't so much that, although that's bad enough, it's the Keir Starmer has taken a very prejudiced view against the concerns of working class Brits here in England. And here in London right now, if you really want to know what's going on, you ask a taxi driver, that, you know, the London cabbies, you hop into a taxi. I always like to pretend I'm from the London East End. Of course, that doesn't work too well with my Scottish accent. But, you know, they have a good laugh. And when you get the sort of the rapport with them, they'll tell you what's really going on. And what the general feeling is that there is a two-tier policing system in place now in the UK, and also a two-tier justice system. And these are ordinary people. Some of them are grandmothers who have been arrested, put into police cells, handcuffed, charged. And some of these people, I had another interview that was posted on my Twitter feed just about maybe 4 or 5 days ago. This elderly woman, she was horrified. She'd never been in a police station in her life. And she was bullied, intimidated, and terrified out of her mind. And this is what's happening here in the United Kingdom, where we started the democracy, the mother of all parliaments. And look what it has descended into, gentlemen. It is absolutely horrific. And it's coming to every single country, because ultimately, the reason this is all happening, and the reason that mass illegal immigration is happening in all our respective countries, is to sow dissent, to weaken, to destabilize, because the globalists want a one world government that they control. And any strong nationalistic country with people that pay tribute to their flag, that are proud of their national anthem, that's a problem for them, because they will resist a new world order, one world government. So what they're doing is they're quite deliberately destabilizing it. They're destabilizing Canada under Trudeau, now the UK under Starmer in particular, although it was happening under Sunak with the fake conservatives as well. And it's happening under Joe Biden, and it will happen under Kamala Harris if she does become the president of the United States, God forbid. But it's happening in all of our nations, and it's really, really worrying.
And I think it's part of their strategy is to let these people wreak havoc on the citizenry, UK and here, Canada, so that they can introduce their form of justice, their, I'm going to call it, international police force, which these guys that are coming in, I would say that they're perfect candidates for that international police force. And like you had mentioned, with special rights, and then, you know, I can picture them kicking in your door, dragging you off to jail, searching your house for weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, this is literally, this could happen tomorrow. This could happen today in the U.S. This can happen in Canada, Australia, wherever you hear us. We have listeners in Australia, we have listeners around the world. Pay attention, people. Pay attention to what this man's saying, because this happened, in my opinion, very quickly. This entire thing in England ignited very quickly. It went from rhetoric to violence, bam, like that. And I don't know if the stabbing of the children in the dance studio seemed like it was a trigger of some sort that got things going. And the people are being ignored. They can't rely on the police to protect them. And when they try and protect themselves, they get dragged off to jail. What kind of system is that? Well, that sounds so Canadian. It's unreal. You know,
well, I mean, Canada, I love the Canadians and I love the American people, you know, and they deserve so much better than these globalist entities that are presiding over them. But one of the other things that started to happen in the UK is that they're now telling usually older people, maybe people that have worked hard all their lives, they've been married for a long time, they've invested, they've upgraded their properties, you know, through the process. And now maybe a widow who's living in a house that's maybe got 4 bedrooms or 5 bedrooms, she's getting a knock on the door from the authorities saying, you don't need a house this size. You're going to have to move into a different place because we need your house for illegal migrants and asylum seekers. I kid you not, that particular article was up on GB News. When this gets reposted, I'll probably put a link up to it, guys, you know, just so people can actually see that actually did happen and is happening. Yeah. But the other thing that is very concerning is if they actually do provide powers to illegal migrants, these young migrant men with uniforms, and they're effectively becoming a de facto paramilitary force that's being used to control the indigenous populations of the United States, the UK and other nations, then they have no empathy to our respective countries or the people there. You know, what the globalists will want to do is they will use, if, for example, in Canada, if they had a particular province that they wanted some heavy-handed policing, they didn't use police from that province. They took them in from far away because those police officers would have no empathy with those local people, because police officers that live within the community, they, their children go to the schools, their wives maybe work there, and they've got a bit of empathy with the local populations. So these illegal migrants, if they are given special police-like powers and uniforms, they'll have no empathy with American people or with the United Kingdom people. They will happily enforce whatever draconian rules, whatever lockdowns they decide to implement. And we could be seeing that happening. There's a couple of threats on the horizon that we all need to be aware of. First of all, they've been talking up H5N1, bird flu, avian influenza for quite some time, since the poultry in Texas were detected spreading the H5N1 virus to beef cattle. Now they're talking about this at the World Health Organization. Dr. Tedros, who's not a medical doctor and who is the mouthpiece of Bill Gates, who now funds the World Health Organization more than anybody else, is now starting to ramp up that narrative. We've seen other headlines where the H5N1 has been seen in the milk supplies and in eggs. I've got contacts in Tasmania, Australia, that say that the egg prices are going through the roof and they're becoming short in supply. So we are seeing perhaps a multifaceted attack on our nations through potential further lockdowns, but also potential war. And we've seen further escalations in Ukraine with the invasion going into pushing into the Kursk region of Russia. And they are encouraging different countries to consider conscription or drafts, I think you call it in the United States, where young men, 18 years old, are being told you need to go into military service. And the previous Prime Minister, Sunak, and indeed Starmer, has also said the males that, or the people that are 18 that refuse to do that, they'll have their driving licenses confiscated, they'll have their bank accounts shut down, and they might face arrest if they refuse. And quite honestly, it's gone down like a lead balloon here in the UK because we don't want to see a war. It's not that I'm a pacifist. I would fight if I had to, but I don't think we've any business in Ukraine. There was massive provocations that went on there in the Donetsk and the Luhansk regions even prior to Russia invading there. So we're seeing this ramping up. We might be facing famine. We might be facing food supply shortages. I've been all over Europe in the last 2 months. I've been to the Netherlands 3 times, Geneva, Switzerland, Denmark. Of course, I've been to Ireland. And I'm looking to head to France, Germany, and probably Sweden and Norway within the next few weeks. So things are ramping up. And our activity within Freedom Trade International is connecting other freedom movements to us as well. So there's a lot of activity taking place there. And one of the things that we're building is a secure network so we can keep communications going. Because you talked about, Doug talked about Elon Musk, and he showed the clip about Mark Rowley talking about threatening Americans or anybody else with arrest and expatriation back to the UK to face justice, is by their way of it, right? Well, I've got multiple tens of thousands, probably more than that. I've got a big audience in the United States and in Canada. And, you know, the reaction has been off the charts. The people are saying, just try it, you know, just try that. And it's game on, you know. And quite right, quite rightly so. How dare the head of the London Metropolitan Police threaten an American citizen with arrest because they simply post something that's happening here in the United Kingdom? It's just a crazy, crazy situation here. But there's a lot of potential threats coming, guys.
Randy, if I can just jump in here briefly. How dare them, but how dare this regime that's supposedly in power, or the people behind Biden and Harris, how dare they allow this, the American citizens, to be subjected to this? Randy, go ahead.
What would have been the response if Trump was president? he would have straight up said, try it. Try it.
I tuned in last night. I had a lot of trouble getting in. A lot of people did, but I finally got in. And I have to say, it was quite late in the morning here. I stayed up to about 2:30, 2:45 listening into it. It was fascinating, you know. And of course, you've got people in the EU trying to close it down. Thierry Breton is a huge critic of Elon Musk. They're desperate to stop X, and they were desperate to stop this interview from taking place. So, you know, how dare they? Doug, you're absolutely right. How dare your own government in the United States allow a foreign government, although we're allied, But they're all globalists, you see. That's the thing. They're all working behind the scenes with each other. But how dare they? That's just off the charts.
This thing you mentioned with the housing, about the widow, you know, the widow they would go to and clear her house out for immigrants. We watched this happen in Germany, you know, years ago, especially when there was initially the heavy Muslim and African migration into Germany. And they were doing just what you're talking about. And you notice media silence. Nobody talked about it, but they were going in and seizing people's houses and putting immigrants in there. Just didn't matter. Your house is big enough. We need it. We're taking it. And I think that that's going to be their blueprint everywhere.
If you're an American citizen, you are now classed as a second class citizen as far as illegal migrants are concerned. They are now the top first class people that the governments are recognizing. Same in the UK, Randy. And that is starting to happen more and more. There is now talk in Ireland as well that they're running out of these hotels to house them. And they're now looking at private accommodation. Of course, that will put rental prices up. It will put all sorts of issues there on the table. But we're already seeing pressure as far as education, school places, healthcare, and of course, housing and the lawlessness that's spreading as well. The police are finding it hard to cope. But there's also evidence emerging, guys, that police officers are saying, because Keir Starmer and the senior police officer said there isn't a two-tier policing system, but that's not the case, because there are now police officers standing up and saying, listen, we've been told to go in heavy against the Brits on one side, and it's like hands off on the other side. And I've actually seen reports where people talking, the police officers were talking about some of these radicalized Muslims would go walking past riot police, tapping machetes and planks of wood on their shields, knowing that the police were going to do nothing against them.
I saw that on video too. And you're right, two-tier justice system. Welcome to the way they do it in the United States. We're seeing that here. Same thing in Canada. The rules don't apply the same for everyone. And we're you know what? We're in trouble. Are you seeing any indications of UN food cards or debit cards being issued out to these migrants, or immigrants?
Yes. Well. They seem to be. I've had reports coming in from Southern Ireland, where I've been to. I've been on marches there with tens of thousands of patriots there in Arconnell Street, the same location where it all kicked off in 1916. You know, and in fact, I was asked to speak there. I didn't know I was going to get asked to speak there, but I did, and that's on video as well. But yes, they seem to be arriving with UN handlers, United Nations handlers. There seems to be a very, very organized and orchestrated move by the United Nations to take these people in. And of course, they get rid of all their documentation. They rip up their passports. They arrive effectively with no documentation. And of course, it's impossible to verify and vet who these people are. They could be terrorists. They could be anything, to be honest with you. They could be axe-wielding mass murderers. We don't know. I think some of them probably are. But yes, we are seeing this. We are seeing this more and more. And they're being given all sorts of benefits, priority health care, priority housing. Veterans, military veterans are left homeless on the streets of the UK. Here in London, I've seen increasing amounts of military veterans who've just been basically abandoned. I don't know why anybody in the military would support this globalist government, because quite frankly, they don't care one bit about those in military service. And I'm sure it's the same in the United States as well. So yes, we are seeing a lot of very, very prejudiced things happening. But if you're an illegal migrant here illegally, everything's handed to you on a plate.
If I can ask one question, Randy, and to Jim. Now, it was reported, it's been reported, obviously, 11 million, some say 8 to 9 million, 11 million kind of invaders coming in. I believe the number is more like 20 during this regime here in the U.S. Can you, Jim, tell us how many invaders the U.K. has allowed in numbers-wise, or even by percentage of population?
Yeah, well, I mean, let me give you Ireland first of all, because I've been doing a lot of work in Ireland, and I've had a lot of contact with Irish patriots, and I can tell you, to give you a bit of an easy to understand figure, the Irish indigenous population is 3 million. They're not a big population. The Irish are a small population, 3 million people, and within the last 4 to 5 years, that population has increased to 5 million. 2 million of that is largely illegal migrants, military age men. Now, this is something that's worth taking close note of, because if you take into consideration and you take away from the Indigenous Irish, the females, the elderly people and the children, you are left with a much smaller proportion of fighting age Irish patriots. But if you take into account that 2 million surplus of illegal migrants that have come in, you've got a tipping point where the illegal migrants probably substantially outnumber the young Irish men. Now, in the UK, it's very difficult. We have a population of about 67 million, at least from the last census data. I suspect that that is much, much more increased, and once again, will have been largely due to illegal migrants. Look, there's not a hotel hardly in the country that you can go and book into. They've been so filled to capacity with illegal migrants that people are finding it hard to book honeymoons, for weddings, or just general holidays. And of course, once again, the illegal migrants, they are getting the priority. It's the same in the Netherlands. I was amazed. I did a lot of reports from the Netherlands. There is entire industrial areas with newish buildings, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 years old, that have been knocked down to build housing for illegal migrants. The amount of money that's been thrown at this. And the fact is, they're illegal. Why would any government be allowing illegal activity and sponsoring it to such an extent? There has to be another reason. And I think that's going to become apparent if and when there is another lockdown, or if there is an armed escalation against Russia, where our forces, for example, in the United Kingdom, our soldiers are sent abroad to fight in Ukraine against the Russians, they're going to need somebody to maintain order here in the UK. And they know the population is getting really upset with what's going on. Well, they've got a resident sitting army of illegal migrants. If they legitimize them, if they give them powers and uniforms, well, they've got the control of the population there. And I believe it might just be the same modus operandi in the United States as well, and indeed every other country where this is happening.
We were talking about that we could envision war overseas for the U.S. instead, basically like civil war at the same time. Reason being is to ship the military off and out of the country that would have loyalty to the citizens and their families. They get them out of the country over there in Ukraine or wherever the fight's going to be. And then, like you said, we're sitting ducks back here. And that's where this... Something that Elon and Trump were talking about last night, and we had heard this before. Doug and I have a contact in immigration, and that contact had made an observation that prisons were being emptied out and mental institutions were being emptied out, and they were being sent into the Western countries. And no proof, really, just what they were seeing and some of the paperwork they were seeing. And then last night, Trump and Elon were talking about that specifically, that we're pretty sure that's what's being shipped. And you're talking mentally unstable people. And the people you're talking about, Jim, the military age people, we've got them coming into the U.S. like crazy. I'm really terrified as far as the civilian population in the U.S. being attacked. I really am concerned for my brothers and sisters here in the United States and brothers and sisters in Canada. This could ignite at any time because they're certainly getting all their little duckies in a row around the world. And that's why it's imperative. Have you said it's imperative that we're united, all of us?
Well, I think you're right. And I think the plan would be to remove UK British forces off to a foreign theater of war. What they would do is they would either confiscate or take away their communication devices for security reasons. And then they wouldn't hear about what was going on. They wouldn't hear about their loved ones being attacked or what was going on back in the homeland, you know. I think there's a very real possibility of that happening. And you know, one of the things that we are trying to do, and we've actually had a huge amount of success, is getting people to start thinking in a different way about all of this. Freedom Trade International is encouraging people to look at alternative ways of food supply, linking up with local farmers, growing your own food, your own vegetables. It's not that hard to do. I've written 3 books within the last 14 to 15 months. They've not been published because I wanted to get the material put together. I spent a huge amount of time pulling all this information together, and it's now actually up on the Freedom Trade International website. And it's to do with what you need to do right now. So from the early, you know, intermediate, if you've never thought about doing any of these types of things, how to prepare, what kind of food do you need? What kind of supplies do you need? What kind of medical things do you need? What about water? Are you near a water supply? How do you clean that water? Filtration systems. All of that is in those books. And we're giving guides to people. The other thing that we're really looking to do, I was on an Australian international conference a few nights ago. It hasn't been published yet, but I've had the link sent to me. And what I want to do is I want to hold and host an international conference. And I would love you guys to be involved in that. We're probably going to link up with Stu Peters. We're going to link up with other guys in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the UK. And we're going to get some really good guests on, maybe like yourself, Randy and Doug as well. And we'll get that live streamed out. In fact, the last time I did this, I did it with Wayne Peters of What's Up Canada. He's a great guy. He's a great, real friend to the channel. Just a wonderful guy all in. And of course, I was a panel of 6. I was one of the panels. And there was hundreds of thousands of people tuned in to that particular couple, or I think it was 2 or 3 different episodes that we did on each occasion. So we need to start to ramp up our activities. We need to start saying to people, look, you don't have to get digital ID. You don't have to go down the route of central bank digital currencies. You don't want to be in a 15-minute smart city. But it's all very well to tell people these things. What we're doing in Freedom Trade International is we're showing you how to do it. And we're telling people there is another way. And when you link up with patriots and those that love their countries and their families and their communities all around the world, the amount of intelligence and resources that you can tap into is astronomical. If you ask a question, you will get an answer. And no question is a stupid question as far as we are concerned. People can come in and know nothing about any of this, and we can teach you exactly what you need to know. But we can't do it alone. We need people to come in, and we need to protect ourselves as well. And that's why there is a small subscription, because we look at it like a little bit like a padlock on the door. If we don't have that, the globalists will attack us. They'll say that Freedom Trade International is a front-facing platform, and they can use disinformation and misinformation laws to attack what we're trying to do. So we've got to make it a private. I hate to say the term club, because it's not a club. We are a freedom movement, but we need to have that little lock on the door so that we can't be accused of being a completely front-facing public organization. And we have to protect ourselves from that. But people are going to get, and when they do come in, they get a wealth of information. And in addition to that, live streaming events, exclusive content, and intelligence of what's really going on that the mainstream media will not want to tell you. And I'd love you guys to get more involved with that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, John.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure people know where to go to become a part of this. Folks watching this on your screen, take a look. The listeners, folks, go to Rumble or HagmanPI.com. But just please, Jim, if you can, walk us through how to do exactly that.
Discuss the fees. Let them know what the fees are. Is it a one-time fee? Is it recurring?
Okay.
Walk us through, brother.
When you go to freedomtraininternational.org, it will take you to the landing page, and it will explain to you about who I am, my background, what I've been involved in, you know, who's involved with us. And then there are a lot of articles that people can sort of get a bit of a preview. Now, the actual subscription is only $7.77 per month. And people say, why is it 777? Well, I'll tell you why it's 777. I'm a Christian, right? And I don't mind people that are atheists or not Christians or of a different faith. But I'm sick and tired of seeing 360s everywhere you look, from Hollywood to the pop culture to the music industry. It's 666 everywhere. So it's a little bit like me giving them a middle finger, and I've got 37s on there to say, I'm not buying into that satanic bullshit. So that's why I wanted to keep it low. All right, so that's me being honest with you. That's the real track.
Bless
that's
you, real brother. Track. Bless you.
But for $7.77 on a monthly basis, if you divide that down, you're talking just a few cents a day, if that. I mean, it's so, and what we're giving to people is a huge wealth of knowledge and information, because we want people to be independent of the system. The government wants you to be relying on them. And I'm saying to the people that will that have an ear to hear, you don't want to be dependent on the government. They are not your friend. Now, that might change if Donald Trump gets reelected, and God willing, I hope he does. I've never made any secret of the fact that I'm a Trump guy. I'll accept Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are. We're fallen human beings. But you know something? He loves his country. And I was in the States. I was across 8 different states towards the end of October last year. I think it was in Nebraska, because I was in from North Dakota all the way down to Denver, Colorado, and everywhere in between, then down to Alabama. And it was in Nebraska I was asked to lead the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. And I was very honored, because I'm a Brit. I'm not an American citizen. But I was up on stage. I was talking to them all about what was going on. And then they asked me to do it. And, of course, I turned. The flag was behind me. I turned, hand on heart, and I read and I led the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And you know something? Although I'm not an American citizen, I still felt that. You know, and I'm looking at your backdrops there. I see your flags there, the American flags, the Canadian flags, the Don't Tread on Me flags. And you know something? National pride is something that our younger generations are being encouraged to disrespect. It's a real crying shame. But, you know, we've got to fight back peacefully and smartly. We just don't need to comply with what they're trying to do. And I think Freedom Train International is giving people that knowledge and that ability to ask questions and learn from the real experts about what we're doing. But we're going even further. So my travels to the Netherlands, to Denmark, to Ireland, to all these other countries, Switzerland, Geneva, and all these other ones that I'm going to be going to, is because there are groups and organizations and other freedom movements out there. And I've been in discussions with some of them. They're now saying that they want to come in under Freedom Train International and represent their own countries there. And I'm very, very happy and pleased to be able to do that. So there's going to be some big news coming quite soon. But we want the United States to be there as well. I modeled Freedom Train after the Tea Party movement, although we're not really political. We are in a sense, but we are about humanity first. We're fighting for humanity against the globalists, because the globalists have declared war on humanity. No doubt about it in my mind.
It's amazing that there's billions of us and there's only a limited amount of the globalists, and look at the damage they're doing. We've got to stop these people.
Yeah, unity.
And that's the only way. That's the only way, Jim. Unity. And I'm happy to see people from across the world communicating. That's why I want to always keep open communications with you. The people need to know. You've told us more today than they've heard on the news on any American news networks since this started, Jim.
And I have to. I've got to criticize even our conservative media. I make no apologies for saying, look, you know, we are so egocentric, I think, in the U.S. that we think everything is U.S.-based. And we have to look at this as a global problem, because some of the same, well, many of the same names people are doing what they're doing in the U.S. are doing in the U.K. and elsewhere. So globally. So I absolutely. So, folks, please, you're listening to Randy Taylor. And follow him on X at @RandyTaylor_USA. Jim Ferguson on Twitter, or X at @JimFergusonUK. Definitely follow them. But for extra credit today, go to freedomtraininternational.org and sign up. $7.77 a month. Yes, I am pushing this because we have to come together. We have to unify. And You know, I've looked at a lot of organizations, and this is, I mean, this is prime. This is great. This is the gold standard, in my view, of this unity. Go ahead, Randy.
People, don't be afraid. Okay, please. These globalists, they absolutely rely on fear. That's what they use as their main tool. Look at the January 6th thing. They punish those people so bad that people are terrified now to even march in the street and have a protest. And so when you see places, you go, geez, I got to sign up with a credit card and all that and this and that. Listen, take a stand somewhere. Okay? Sooner or later, take a stand. And Jim Ferguson is a good man. And what he's doing is what we call the Lord's work. Right? Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord's work. Isn't that what we're about? We're patriots and we're Christians. So let's do this, okay? Let's do this together. And Jim, whatever you have going and you're putting it together, I would be happy to contribute my time, whatever you need.
Well, I have to say, Doug and Randy, you know, it's encouraging to hear that level of support, you know, and what we're looking to do next. I mean, obviously, when I founded this, I built it over a period of 15 months. I was reaching out to many people in the United States and Canada. I've made many friends. Of course, I was in the States, but I was back in London for 10 days. And then I was off to Toronto, and then flew to Ottawa and met some great people within the freedom movement across Canada. And I'm coming back, and I'll be making an announcement about that quite soon. So what we are doing is we're putting a lot of effort into this because we don't just want to be strategic, at the strategic level. We want to be at the tactical and the operational levels as well. What I mean by that is getting regions or provinces, as you call them in Canada, or states within the United States, having that freedom train movement within each of those states. We want them in the provinces, in Alberta and British Columbia and Toronto and all these different states. We want people to then look at localized hubs where the farmers and the car mechanics and the nurses and the doctors and the solicitors that are forming those communities, and indeed the military veterans, start to unite and create localized hubs, support networks within those areas. So Freedom Train International is an international organization, but we are building regional, state, province, and localized hubs within all of that as well. And there's a huge amount of work to be done. And I've largely funded most of this myself. My background is in business. It takes a huge amount to go in. And of course, when you're getting anything going, to get that big, heavy steam train really thundering down the tracks requires huge momentum. And of course, brand protection and all these different things, they've got to be done right at the start. If you're going to do something, you're going to build something, do it the right way, right from the start. But I can't thank you guys enough for that support. And I do maintain that as the world gets darker, we must get brighter. We must lead the way and we must not be afraid. Randy, you're absolutely right. The globalists try to control us with fear. And what we're telling our members is you don't have to be afraid. Trust in the future. We know how it all plays out, and we're going to help people to take a step back, a step backwards from that globalist system. You don't have to be part of it.
Well, you can literally set up a underground commerce. I mean, boom. They did it during COVID. There were a lot of people that banded together and were growing their own vegetables and their own, and just dealing with each other, you know. And I encourage that under normal circumstances. Because I think that I'm tired of feeding these huge globalist companies. I always deal with the small guys. You know, you get better eggs that way, that's for sure.
gentlemen, let me just take a brief break here. Folks, I am a big proponent of security of our data, security of keeping our investigative work product, investigative progress as Hagmann Investigative Services, Inc., as it applies to us. Okay, so the reason I'm mentioning this to you and folks, especially the supporters, during the supporters meeting, you know to some extent what we're doing investigation-wise. And Eric the Tech, myself, the Shatter Ops team of investigators we were needed elsewhere or the location. I'm not going to disclose the location, but we had actually a law enforcement source that I had come up and say, you know, if you have any electronics, look, that's not going to be private here, because the elements within the federal and even the state law enforcement were actually attempting to, and in some cases successfully with others, getting data off of our devices. So very quickly, I just want to show you this. All right. Now, I never thought I'd even have to say this. If you go to darkbags.com, I use this and I put my laptop in there. I also have a pouch for my cell phone. And I'm going to tell you what, it goes dark. So, folks, go to darkbags.com. This best friend, I'm telling you, in the field, darkbags.com, darkbags.com. That's incredible. They also have a ballistic and Faraday shielded ballistic backpack. I never thought I would ever use a backpack. I'm not a backpack kind of guy. But I use this. It's fantastic. In fact, it goes up to a 44 caliber. It takes a 44 caliber round. It's fabulous. So if you find yourself in the situation, folks, go to darkbags.com. Check out the products there. 100%. I mean, this is quality. Absolute quality. And as you listen to Jim talk, as you listen to Randy Taylor talk, I'm telling you right now, You're going to end up getting a product like this out of necessity, even if you're not doing investigations. So, folks, darkbags.com, and tell them Doug Hagman sent you. And I want to thank again Randy Taylor. Follow him on X, Randy Taylor_USA, as well as the founder of Freedom Train International, Jim Ferguson. Follow him on X at jimferguson.uk. Both will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com for this episode. Go ahead, Randy. Thank you for both of you for allowing me to promote that. Go ahead,
Randy. Well, that's pretty cool, really. I like that. I'd get to look into that backpack.
Oh, when you come over, actually. I'll hook you up. Go ahead.
Good man. Right on. What a cool boss, man.
Yeah, they look great. I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of people in London that might actually be quite interested in that right now.
I'm telling you.
Because,
Jim, we have franchise opportunities here.
but you know, that speaks to me. That speaks to what you're talking about, Jim. I mean, you're talking about a total invasion of our lives. And Randy often says this, you know, beware of the, what do you say? How do you say that? Beware of the quiet man, or, I mean, we just
beware of the wrath of a patient man.
There you go.
My dad always taught me that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, yeah. But again, Freedom Train International, let me tell you something. Quality, just like darkbags.com, quality entity, and I would really urge everyone to become a member of that and support that man. I'm telling you, that man is putting everything on the line today for you. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, he's right, just being on here with us.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If they're talking about coming over and arresting somebody in the U.S., friends in the U.K., so he's an easy target.
Well,
but listen.
We have his back, right? I mean,
yeah, I'll tell you what, you just get out of playing, buddy.
If you can.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do take my security pretty seriously, and I know I'm going up against some very powerful, very, very dark, very evil people. But, you know, I lost a feet a long time ago. I've faced death on multiple occasions. I've had a very interesting life, doing lots of very interesting things. And when all is said and done, we cannot live in fear. If they take me out, they take me out, but there'll be more to fill the place. We must not back away from the fight. We've got to get in there, and we've got to do things properly, peacefully, but at the same time, offer solutions to people. There's a lot of people out there that feel alone, especially over the last 3 to 4 years. They felt that they're isolated, that there's nobody agrees with them. That's not the case. There are millions and millions and millions of us all around this planet that all love our freedom. They love our bodily autonomy. They don't want to be forced to take medical procedures that the government tells them to. And, you know, we just want to live our lives in peace. And Freedom Train International is very much taking a firm stand on all of that. So I hope that, you know, we will see each other together at some point in the near future, both in the States, both in Canada as well. And under the proper circumstances, maybe I'll be doing a bit of a tour. Maybe I'll be doing rather than on the run, you know. But let's face it, guys, there could come a point where we will be considered outlaws. We could become real outlaws, not because we move across the outlaw boundary, but because the government moves the boundary away. So we might be left there as outlaws. We are going to have to think about that. And we're going to have to think about how we protect our families and our loved ones and our neighbors and our communities, because it's coming.
And you know what? I've always said, if we're going to be outlaws, so be it. And we've got, I'm looking at the world that we're leaving our children, we're leaving our grandchildren. And I don't think we've done a very good job. We're trying to fix that. And we're going to fix that. I look at the kids today. What do they have to look forward to? You wonder why there's such large amounts of kids with depression and this and that and suicidal and everything. Is there any question why? Look around. We've got to straighten this up, guys. Plain and simple. Anybody that's listening to this, you got to get that attitude. We're going to fix this. We're done with these people.
Jim, do you sure? I mean, obviously, I think you do. But is that the sentiment? Do you believe? I know that's your sentiment, similar. But what about the majority of the UK citizens? Does that, what's happening in the UK, in Great Britain, as well as Ireland and the greater kingdom, shall we say, does that mirror the sentiments? Because I look at people here in the US, and there's a percentage of the population that doesn't even know what the heck's going on, and then people that know what's going on and are okay with it, and then there's the our side, or our people that, no, this is not acceptable. Are the percentages about the same in Great Britain as they are in the US?
Yes, I think there are people like us that see what's coming, and we have a deep understanding of it. And what we try to do is be moderate in how we wake people up, because sometimes the truth can be quite impacting. I remember when I woke up to a lot of things that were going on, and I was like, wow, is this real? And it is. And I think if you try to wake people up too quickly, the shutters come down, they can't process the information. So it's a little bit like I'm telling people how to get prepared. Well, we do it in gradual steps, because there's a lot of expense involved in it, you know, and you want to try to get people to start in small ways and then build up to where they really want to be. And it's the same with information, the information war, which is raging right now, which I think we're winning, by the way. But that's why the globalists are wanting to shut down Elon Musk and X and all the rest of us. So what I would say to you, that remember 1776, remember the revolution that took place. Remember when it was 3% of Americans that said, we're not putting up with the king of Great Britain. We're not putting up with British imperialism and colonialism. We are going to fight back and we want our independence. And it was only 3% of Americans that stood up and did something about it, but they won. Because it just actually takes 3% of a population to say, we do not comply. Don't tread on me. We do not comply. We're not going along with this. And it makes it very hard for the government then to do anything about it. I think the other thing to try to answer your question there is also this, that there are a lot of people out there that have some semblance of a reasonably comfortable lifestyle. They get to go to the ball games. They get to go out to the restaurant. They see their money no longer having the purchasing power that it once had. Fuel prices going up, food prices going up, cost of living going up. But they're still relatively comfortable. So they put up with it. They don't necessarily focus on what's coming on that horizon that's coming straight towards them. But there will come a point, especially in middle America, guys that are just busy working to put food on the table for their families. They're maybe on $13-14 an hour. They're not earning a lot of money, but they're earning just enough to keep their heads above the water. And they're working all the time and they're putting the effort in all the time. When they come back, they're tired and they put on the news and they watch, you know, the mainstream news, as it were. But there's going to come a point where it will impact them. And as a good friend to the channel came on recently, and I said to him, why aren't more people waking up? He says, well, Jim, it's like this. He said, when people's tummies are full, they won't go to the barricades. In other words, people need to be, they need to go through a little bit more hardship. And that hardship is coming. There is a storm coming, believe me. And it will catch the majority of people completely unawares unless they get ready right now.
It's like alcoholism. Everybody has their own bottom. You know what I'm saying? And sooner or later, you get that, what they call it, moment of clarity. Yeah. And that, to me, this is what we're dealing with here. I had a question for you. This would be an opinion question. Are we looking at the last of monarchy in Britain? The last shreds of it? Is that what, with Philip? Yeah. It's Philip, or I mean, is that where we're kind of at there?
I've met many members of the royal family to do with my previous activities. I actually met the Queen as well. I was invited to a garden party. That's why I was there a number of years ago. Her Majesty was respectful. I had never had any issues with the royal family at all. I wouldn't class myself as a monarchist, but I certainly had nothing against them. But the popularity since Charles became king has plummeted. And that's in large part to his promotion of the World Economic Forum. And if you look back in history, you will see that Klaus Schwab has had a very close relationship with even when he was Prince Charles, going way back to when Charles was in his late teens and early 20s. So that's been a long association. And he has really done very little, I think. He's almost at the point, I think, where he's broken, almost breaking his contract with the people of Great Britain. Because if he is the monarch, secedes power to a globalist entity like the World Economic Forum or other entities, then how can he stay in as the king of Great Britain? So you could be certainly witnessing something like an end to the monarchy. And of course, that's going to affect Canada. It's going to affect Australia and New Zealand, the Commonwealth nations. Yeah, it could have a big impact. But yeah, his popularity is plummeted. And he doesn't seem to be doing anything to get it back up again.
I have family members that are Canadian, and I always tell them, you guys don't own anything in Canada. You're renting it from the British. It's like, I think we're seeing the end of, I think we're looking at the last pope.
Yeah.
Myself. That's just a firm belief that I have. I had great hopes in Philip's kid. I can't think of his name, the one that would be the next king.
William,
yeah. He seemed like a nice kid. I don't know where he's at with the World Economic Forum, or he doesn't seem to advocate for it, but I just don't know. You're our brothers over there, and security and stability in your government, that's what we want to see, but we want to see it leaning more towards taking care of the people and freedom.
Yeah.
I just don't... I don't want to see turmoil and strife in the UK at all.
No.
You're our brothers. It's killing me what I see in Ireland. But I got to say this is the Irish. Man, that's a fighting bunch. they're not taking much crap off the government. I'm proud of them.
I got to tell you, when I was standing on the steps at O'Connell Street, the old post office, and they saw me, and there was people there like Herman Kelly, the leader of the Irish Freedom Party, and I've had these guys on the channel, waved me up, and he says, we'd like to say a few words, and of course, yeah, I'm happy to do that, you know, and of course, I'm a Scottish Highlander, and the Scots and the Irish, and indeed the Welsh, are all considered to be Celtic people, similar music and art and history and language even. And we've never had any quarrels with the Welsh, and we've never had any quarrels with the Irish. In fact, we used to send forces over to help them out from time to time, and they would do the same when the common enemy were the English. But, you know, I'm friends with, and my grandmother was born within the sound of the Bow Bells in London. So I've got connections all over, not just the United Kingdom, but actually all over the world. And I have relatives in Canada. I've got people I know and relatives in America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, of course, as well. So I've got connections all over the place. And I think at the end of the day, we could be seeing some big changes coming. And that's what we need to be ready for. We've got to be ready and prepared because we might see the unthinkable happening. We might see real turmoil and chaos before we know it. And if the globalists try to keep on attacking and censoring us and attacking our free speech, platforms like Freedom Train International could be the lifeline that keeps us all connected. And we're looking at very, very advanced and highly secure ways to continue operating should that ever happen. But I can tell you now, in the UK, the media are going after Elon Musk like you wouldn't believe. They are baying for his blood. They're saying he should be arrested, extradited to face charges. They've called him a far-right racist and a thug. And he's none of these things. You just needed to listen to Trump and Elon Musk for the first 20, 30, 40 minutes of that Spaces event that took place to know these are actually quite nice guys. And of course, that's why they were trying to shut them down, because they don't want people to realize these people are actually pretty decent, you know, and they're decent human beings.
And I agree. And Randy, you and I were communicating during that
during the interview.
Yeah. And you know, it's really great because we saw, I don't know how many million, if not billion
people. 1.3 million at one point, for sure.
Right.
On at the same time.
Yeah. And you've got to know that the globalists don't want any of that out there because of course the denial of service attacks that was a consequence, or that caused that interview to be 40 minutes late. So that represents a threat, as does Jim Ferguson, Freedom Train International. I mean, Jim Ferguson is really a threat magnet, so that this is why we have to support Freedom Train International. We have to be a part of that community. And that's, I'm telling you, no one's coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. This is a step to save ourselves. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this in the U.S. or the U.K. or Australia. Join Freedom Train International. Let's have that a robust place to be and to be able to communicate. We need this. Go ahead, Randy.
That's why they're trying to do a blackout, basically, on any media and anything coming out of the UK. They don't want people getting upset over here. That might trigger something going on. You know, maybe it's time that in Canada, they're waiting for something like that. You know, maybe it's in the US, that's what they're waiting for. They're trying to hide what's happening in the UK. And thank goodness for alternative sources. Thank goodness for people like Jim Ferguson. You know, and you know, we need to get together every now and again and compare notes, just like we're doing today. And talk about it and keep the people, especially you listeners and people that you know, keep you abreast of what's going on overseas, because you're not going to see it on your television set. It's not going to happen. You're not going to see it in the newspaper. You're not going to see it pop up in Google News. We're not seeing it in any of the normal mainstream sources, Jim. I can tell you that. We have to go looking for it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when the French riots broke out, and I was reporting that, and I was reaching out to people in Canada saying, what do you think? And they said, we didn't see any of this happening. If it wasn't for you, we would have seen it. And I mean, it was violent. It was intense, the French riots, that when they kicked off, you know. But what Freedom Train International is attempting to do, it's not about me. I founded it, but this is about humanity. This is about people and patriots and people that want to live their lives in peace and freedom. That's what's really matter and at stake here. We've got to unite. We've got to get going. And I've built a platform, and I've reached out, and over a period of 15 months, I was having 7 or 8 Zoom calls per day, 7 days a week. I mean, I was, oh man, I needed a break at the end of it. And I did take about a week to chill for a while. But I was soon back into the fight again, because there is still so much that needs to be done. But when people step up, people take on that responsibility, and they start to form localized hubs under the banner of Freedom Train International, we'll promote you, we'll send the flags, we'll send the banners, we'll get the leaflets printed, we'll support your work and activities and bringing people together. As I said, the nurses, the doctors, the different people, the car mechanics, the people who've got skills, these are the people that you need to form those hubs with. And help each other, help the farmers to grow the food that you need, and bartering systems. Sure, we're looking at all of that right now. But, you know, when it all goes down, these are the communities that will thrive. And I mean thrive, not just survive. We want to build communities that will actually thrive, even if the rest of the world is in turmoil and chaos. But there is a storm coming. We've got to be ready for it.
This is a grassroots thing, people. This is grassroots, from the bottom up here. And this is what this is your future. And you have to accept that. Okay, things are changing. Things are going to change. Things are going to get worse. And we've got to be able to lean on each other.
Exactly. Okay? And RT, we were talking here at the studio. It's like, and Jim and Randy, you can chime in, but to me, it seems like things happen slowly at first, and then all of a sudden, okay, that's kind
snowball.
Of what we're looking at. Well, yeah, it's you see it happening in real time, and then all of a sudden there is this, no pun intended, explosive event or series of events to bring you all of a sudden. I mean, so slow at first, then bang, here it is.
And that's look at look at the assassination of President Trump. I mean, these globalists, they've raised the ante here. Okay, the stakes are high. And this is a game for our lives. This is a game for our children's lives. This is a game for our grandchildren's lives. In fact, I hate to even say it's a game. It's not a game. Maybe a game to them. It's not a game to us. It's our survival. And that's what we have to do. And we're all going to do that together. You know, we stand, divided, we fall. There's a reason they say that.
We have about, about 4 minutes left. I can't believe how time goes with such a robust guest as Jim Ferguson. And again, folks, please follow him on Twitter or X at Jim Ferguson UK. Join Freedom Train International. Do it today. Follow Randy Taylor on X or Twitter at @RandyTaylor_USA. And even if you don't have a Twitter account, make one, you know, put in a follow for both individuals. And folks, you can even follow me at Hagman Report on Twitter or X. So in the remaining few minutes we have left, Randy, any questions that you'd like to address to Jim, or Jim, any closing statements you would like to emphasize?
I'm going to give the floor to Jim. I think it's important that he. Sorry.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate that. Thank you, Doug, as well. I mean, one thing I will say is we do have a YouTube channel as well. Freedom Train International is on YouTube. It's a smaller channel. It was only started about 2 or 3 months ago. We've already got several thousand members on it, so you can find some articles there. But X is where we post the really meaty stuff, because that's where the truth will come out. Some of these other platforms are badly censored. I would just like to say what an honor it's been to be on with Randy and you, Doug. You guys have got a fantastic show. You really are calling the shots when it comes to getting the truth out. And both the Canadians and the Americans are paying a lot of attention to what you're saying, and rightly so. And I would love to see you guys and others that are in the independent media, especially in Canada and the United States, maybe getting together with me to look at an international global conference where we address these issues, and you guys can come on as guest speakers to talk about the things that are happening. And I don't mind if I'm up till 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I appreciate I might have to push the boat out a little bit to make that work. But I'm happy to do that, because this is a fight for humanity and we're in it together. And I think we need to accelerate what we're doing.
Yes.
And get the people united all around the world, in Canada, America, and Britain, and indeed in Europe and down under as well. So I would just like to say, I'll just say this before I hand back to you, Randy. A massive thank you to the Hagman Report. Keep doing what you're doing. I follow you guys all the time, and Randy and I and you, Doug, talk to each other by DM quite a bit too. And I always love to hear from you guys. And but let's get something organized. Let's get something moving, because the time is short. And those threats that I talked about on the horizon are very real. They're coming, as witnessed in the UK. It's going to happen in the United States before you know it. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So thank you once again, guys, and I really appreciate being on with you.
And keep in mind, folks, even if the good Lord shines on us and Trump gets into office, okay, our brothers in the UK are still struggling. We're going to be struggling here, especially once Trump's president. The fight, exactly. It's not going to get easier. It's going to be more of a fight. Yep. Look what happened this last time. They do everything to step on the man. We have to be united no matter what. And we have a deadline closing on us fast here in the U.S. Very fast. The elections are very close. And that right there is going to decide how we're going to fight this war. Because this is a war.
Amen.
Get used to it. Amen. Get used to those words. This is a war.
All right. With that, we are out of time. Randy Taylor, thank you so much for spearheading this interview. Jim Ferguson, a man of integrity, character, and cojones of brass. Thank you. as well as you, Randy. All right.
Right on, brother.
God bless everyone. Thank you. And please share this show on the platforms that you have. Please. And also support Freedom Train International. God bless everyone.